read language of your choice.
预备，请。
By using your friends, by building yourself up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourself in God's love as you wait for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt, save others by snatching them from the fire. To others, show even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. To him is able to keep you from stumbling, to prevent you from before his glorious presence, without fault and without great joy. To the only God, O Savior, be glory, majesty, power, authority, through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages.
好，如果我们家里有年长者，我们最害怕的不是他们吃不饱、穿不好、穿不暖、睡不好，而是担心他们跌倒。
One of the most frightening things for seniors is stumbling and fall.
因为我们常常听到太多的故事，有关于年长者，他们一旦跌倒就站不起来了。
Because some may never recover.
我们当中有人很幸运，跌倒之后虽然受伤，很快就复原了。
Some are lucky have full recovery.
真是感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
所以我们常说一句话，叫一失足成什么千古恨。
It's often said a moment's error may bring a lasting sorrow.
想象一位运动选手，不管他过去苦练多少年，或是曾经拿过多少奖牌，如果在比赛当天那个最重要的时刻，因为没有站稳而跌倒。那可能他过去的心血都功亏一篑，而使他遗憾终生。
It doesn't matter how hard an athlete has been training, or how many medals he had won. If he stumbled during competition, then all past efforts were wasted with lifetime regrets.
我们虽然不是运动选手，但是一失足成千古恨的道理，我相信同样适用。
Though we're no athlete, same principle applies.
无论我们在人生道路上，或是在信仰旅途当中，都不容许我们失足跌倒。
Whether in life or spiritual journey, we can't afford to stumble.
因此我相信，如何使我们的人生道路或是信仰旅途能够坚定稳固而不失脚，我相信这是我们大家所期待的。
We all expect to stay stable and not stumble.
刚才我们所读的这段经文呢，是耶稣的弟弟犹大所写的。
The verses we just read were written by Jesus' brother Jude.
那整卷书只有一章而已。
This book contained only one chapter.
它的写作风格、它的背景、它的主题等呢，跟彼得前后书非常的类似。
The style, background, and theme are similar to 1st and 2nd Peter.
他们同样都是面对当时社会乱象、宗教逼迫以及异端充斥与搅扰所提出如何来坚固信仰。
Facing civil unrest, religious persecution, false teaching.
那最后都是以颂赞荣耀归神直到永远来作为结束。
It preaches how to build firm faith and praising and glorifying God till the eternity.
那犹大书呢是很短的一个经节呢，但是每一节都非常重要。
Not many verses in the book of Jude, but every one matters.
尤其最后一段我最喜欢，因为通常作者在最重要的交代是在最后一段。
Especially the last session.
那我们要从刚才所读的是最后的交代当中来学习。
The final instruction, that's how we're going to learn today.
我相信这段信息也能够帮助我们的信仰得到稳固。
To help us solidify our faith.
因为在当时，他们教会面对生活上以及信仰上极大的挑战与艰难。
During that period of time, church faced tremendous difficulty and challenges in faith.
而犹大书的确对当时的教会起了不少稳定的作用。
Book of Jude did solidify the church.
那同样，我们今天也面对不同的挑战、困难、患难、逼迫。
Today, our situation may not be as dire.
虽然没有当时教会那样的严重特别我们生活在南加州，不过本质上我们所面对的难处是相同的。
Yet in principle, quite similar.
我们看看今天我们所处的美国社会
，The depravity of American society，
道德败坏的程度已经离神的标准越来越远
，So far away from God's standard。
我们看见凶杀、淫乱、贪污、不法的事到处都有
，It murders, adultery, corruptions everywhere。
尤其在加州，吸大麻居然能够被允许
，Especially pot is legalized in California。
你想想看，基督徒能不被影响吗
？It affects Christian also。
那我们在宗教上，我们都知道基督教。立国，美国当年是以基督教立国的。
United States was established on Christian foundation.
但你看，今天越盖越多的清真寺、佛堂、寺庙，甚至还有许多的异端充斥其中。
Right now, so many mosques, Buddhist temples, and false teaching.
可 可能基督教啊，这个耶和华见证人会、摩门教啊，这挨家挨户去你们家敲门，很多基督徒还不晓得，还不懂，还接待他们。
Such as Jehovah's Witness and Mormon going door to door, even many Christians receive them.
啊，也不懂得怎么分清楚他们的错误。
And can't tell their false teaching.
所以今天我们属正统福音派的教会，能够在生活见证上与真理信仰上站立的稳固。这的确是对我们一大挑战。
It is challenging to be evangelical churches that stand firm in faith.
因此，我们要从犹大书啊，刚刚我们所读的这段经文的提醒当中，来帮助我们面对今天的挑战，如何可以让自己稳固不失脚。
We need to learn from the last section of the Book of Jude to help us face the challenges and not stumble.
好，首先呢是在真道上造就。
First, building up in the most holy truth.
啊，我们一起来读二十节的上半节。
So the first part of verses 20. But you, dear friends, by building yourself up in your utmost holy faith.
好，这里一开始就讲弟兄，并不是排除姐妹，而是以弟兄是头做代表。
Friends include brothers and sisters.
所以所有的人都包括在内了。
Everybody included.
那这里讲到真道，这个原文 piste， 这个意思就是信心。
Building yourself in faith.
那造就自己是什么意思呢？就是自我建造的意思。
It's your responsibility, Bill.
啊，意思就是说，任何真理的坚定信念都是需要自我建造的。
So it's your responsibility to build.
在新约里，针对人与神的关系以及属神的事的坚定的信念、相信，一般都包含着一个信靠的观念。
So it's about relationship with God in faith and spirituality.
也就是说，在真道上得造就的，乃是需要自我建造的过程，而不是光接收、吸收别人而来的教导。
We need to make our own effort, not just taught by others.
它也不单是圣经知识的学习，它更是一种累积对神信靠的过程。
Also more than Bible study, but a process in relying on God more.
要使自己的信心越来越得坚固。
Increase in solid faith.
倘若你觉得你的信心不够稳固，或者是对神的信靠没有与日俱增，那你不能够责怪教会没有提供一个属灵的成长的环境。
You can't blame church didn't provide spiritual growth for you. You have a personal responsibility to build.
因为那是你在个真道上造就，主要还是你个人的责任。
You need to build your own faith and dependence on God.
你需要个人的努力去建造的。
So it's a personal responsibility.
倘若你不去建造自己的信仰基础，而使自己灵命得长进，却是责怪别人不能喂养你，这是不对的。
It's wrong to blame others for your own lack of spiritual growth.
好，那我们要如何才能够使自己在真道上建造呢？
How to build up your own understanding in truth.
其实这决定于你跟神之间的互动关系。
It's up to you between you and God.
反映在你对神国的事以及神安排在你周围的人事物所关注的程度。
How you react to matters of God's kingdom and attention to people around you.
一个在真道上得造就的人呢，他绝对不会只想到自己的需要。
A man of truth will not go after only his own need.
或者要上帝去满足他一切的愿望祈求，而是会关注神国的事胜过自己的需要。
Nor ask God to fulfill his own wishes, but care more about matters of God's kingdom.
你可能会觉得奇怪，这里讲到真道为什么要用至圣来形容呢？
Why most holy faith?
而不用至崇高、至深奥、至宝贵、至重要的真道，而是用至圣洁呢？
Not majestic, profound, precious, or vital.
原来这个真道，我讲了信仰的意思。之所以能够坚定成长，也必须要有来自神的神圣火热。
To grow firm faith in truth, we must have godly fervor.
因为这是借由相信而生的一股内在动力所产生的神圣火热的行动。
To motivate within, to take action, to show the faith.
来表达我们信仰的状态。
To show your faith.
举例来说，我多年前信主，刚信主的时候，来到教会，觉得教会每一个人都非常好。
When I first believed in God, I felt every church member was so nice.
然后对上帝的信心越大，我就觉得教会越美好。
And my faith in God grew.
那我多么希望天天都来教会。
I was eager to go to church every day.
可以来教会学习圣经，可以参加各种的活动，哇，觉得非常的开心。
Rejoice in Bible study and all the activities.
每一位弟兄姐妹都感觉那样的和蔼可亲，那样的善良。
The brother and sister gentle and kind.
看到每个小孩就像可爱的天使一样。
Kids were angelic.
我不晓得你们有没有这种感觉。
Do you have the same feeling?
有哈，有哈。然后有很多时候心中有一个冲动，就是感觉弟兄姐妹每一个都非常的好，很就是发自内心的那种有一个冲动，就想跟他们一个热情的拥抱，而没有任何的邪念。
I always had the urge to hug them without any lustful intention.
我们的华人教会比较保守，不像美国教会很热情，很直接的就见面打招呼，直接就这拥抱的方式，我们教会可能还没有到这样的地步。
Chinese are conservative by nature. Hugging is no-no.
但我很喜欢我们每次唱完赞诗歌的当中，我们有一段时间去握手。
So our churches greet each other during inspiration.
彼此问安那种感觉很好。
So it's good.
但我也看见我们当中有一些姐妹彼此拥抱，看到好久没来了就忍不住跟她拥抱一下，也有。
So some hug each other, but mostly sisters.
这些都是彼此相爱的表现，或者是信仰生命真实的流露，这个都非常好。
This is show love in church and display truth in faith.
不过我们要特别注意一件事情，在肢体接触上要特别小心，因为撒旦也会做工的。
Beware of body contact, since Satan is already at work.
这是为什么保罗他在新约当中有多次的提醒。他说：“你们彼此亲嘴问安，务要圣洁。”
In many verses, Paul mentioned greet each other with holy kiss.
在罗马书十六章十六节、哥林多前书十六章二十节、哥林多后书十三章十二节、帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十六节，一直在重复提醒你们彼此问安，务要圣洁。
In Romans 16:16, 1 Corinthians 16:20, 2 Corinthians 13:12, 1 Thessalonians 5:26.
虽然我们知道这个当中有文化的差异，因为这个当时呢，他们的问安呢是用亲嘴问安，包括今天很多中东的他们还是用亲嘴来问安。
Even with cultural difference, today still greet each other with kiss.
但今天我们可以改成在我们的文化当中，我们可以改成说你们彼此拥抱、握手、问安，务要圣洁。
So we can say we greet each other with holy hug or holy handshake.
因为信仰不是光建立在爱的基础上，也必须要建立在圣洁的基础上。
Faith is built on foundation of love and holiness.
否则我们光沉浸在弟兄姐妹的彼此相爱，结果爱过头了，而没有圣洁的基础来约束，到时候受到撒旦诱惑出现问题，教会就要蒙羞了。
Otherwise, love without restraint or holiness, Satan can tempt and shame us.
第二个原则是要在圣灵里祷告。
Secondly, praying in the Holy Spirit.
我相信我们每一个人都会祷告，也知道祷告的重要。
Everyone should pray because it is important.
但是我们并不一定是在圣灵里祷告。
Yet not everyone pray in the Holy Spirit.
你知道我有时候我们的祷告呢，包括我自己我们的祷告呢像报告。
Sometimes we pray like report.
好像跟把每天发生的事情跟报上帝详细的汇报。
To God thoroughly.
把有些需要上帝成就的事情一清二楚，列得一清二楚，井然有序。
In details about our needs.
发生了什么事情现在有什么需要报告得非常的仔细，生怕漏了什么东西
Lacking nothing.
那这个还算不错有些人祷告像控告。
Or pray as accusing.
这个埋怨这个不好哭诉自己如何受到别人的刁难这个人如何忍受委屈，如何遭受不公平的对待，求主伸冤
Complaining about persecution, mistreatment, unfairness. Ask God for justice.
当然，我不是说我们不能够列出祷告清单来求神成就，也不能向神诉苦来表达内心的愁苦与冤屈。
I'm not saying not to ask God to achieve litany of our needs or express our bitterness.
只是我们祷告的焦点不应该只是专注在自己的想法与需要。
And we should not concentrate only on our needs and thoughts.
而是要更多放在神对我们的心意与期待当中。
But emphasize more on God's will and expectation.
所以我常说，祷告不是我们改变神的手段。祷告乃是我们被神改变的过程。
I often say praying is not to change God, but let God change us.
尤其当我们能够在圣灵里祷告，那我们就能够更明白神的期待，更体贴神的心意，而愿意放下自己。
Especially when we can pray in Holy Spirit, you will understand more about God's expectation and will. You will let down of your own intention.
我们会期待主按着神的这个主的旨意来成就，而非照自己的意思来成就。
To achieve God's will.
没有在圣灵里祷告的人呢，他们的信仰根基是浅薄的。
People praying without Holy Spirit, their foundation of faith is shallow.
可能会单单因为神没有成就他个人自私的祷告要求，他的信心就被摇动，或是被绊倒了。
Wobbly if God didn't respond to his selfish prayers.
例如，当他需要一份工作，他找工作，或是他读书没有这个顺利毕业，或是他没有病得医治，那就算过去神曾经赐福过他，可是他也会心软弱，然后离弃神。
Such as job, graduation, good health, even God had blessed him in the past, he could still abandon God in lacking faith.
因为这就是没有在圣灵里祷告。
Because he didn't pray in the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵里祷告才是真正会让我们灵命成长、信仰根基更稳固的祷告方式。
Only through prayer in Holy Spirit, we can really grow spiritually in solid faith.
好，重点来了，什么才是在圣灵里祷告呢？
How to pray in Holy Spirit?
好，在圣灵里祷告这个动词呢，时态是用现在式，也就是说要持续不断的祷告的意思。
Praying is ongoing, incessant, earnest.
所以要殷勤的祷告，而不是偶尔祷告、有时祷告。
Not just sometimes, occasionally.
而是要经常的、随时随地的祷告。
But anytime, anywhere.
而在圣灵里祷告，简单的说，就是在神的心意里面祷告。
Simply put, to pray in holy, in God's will, in God's presence, and Holy Spirit.
或者是在神的同在下祷告。
In God's presence.
也就是与圣灵一同祷告。
Along with Holy Spirit.
所以在圣灵里祷告可以表现在两方面。
There are two aspects how you pray in Holy Spirit.
第一个是在圣灵的帮助下祷告。
First, with the help of Holy Spirit.
在罗马书八章二十六到二十七节这样告诉我们。
Romans chapter 8 verses 26 and 27.
让我们一起来攻读。
Let's read together.
对，请。
In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We don't know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through word of groan and He
who
searches our hearts knows the mind of Spirit, because Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance to His will.
我们可以看到这一个图画。是在一个我们一个光景当中，我们实在不会祷告，或是我们祷告不出来的时候，这时候圣灵替我们祷告。
So when we know how to pray, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us.
圣灵会帮助我们祷告。
Holy Spirit help us to pray.
我们的祷告呢，不是单向的祈求，像对空气讲话。祷告是双向的互动。
Praying is not one way as speaking to air, but two-way communication.
并不一定是神会在祷告中。对我们说话，但是可以确定的是，圣灵会参与在我们祷告当中。
God may not speak to us during prayer, yet Holy Spirit for sure is with us in prayer.
有时候我们都会有那样的光景，不知道怎么祷告。
Especially when you don't know how to pray.
或是你处在一个极其艰困的环境当中，实在祷告不下去了。
Or can't go on because extreme difficult circumstances.
这个时候圣灵就会与我们在祷告中互动啊。
Then Holy Spirit will interact with us in prayers.
圣灵会替我们祷告，而且是照着神的旨意来替我们祈求。
Holy Spirit may pray for us according to God's will.
好，第二方面呢，是表现在靠着圣灵祷告。
Secondly, rely on Holy Spirit in prayer.
好，我们一起来读以弗所书六章十八节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verses 18.
请。
And pray in the spirit of all occasion with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people.
好，因为靠着自己祷告的，我们实在有限，祷告不出神的期待。
We're limited if we pray on our own.
但是靠着圣灵就不同了。
Relying on Holy Spirit is different.
我们的祷告可以被扩张与晋升。
We can expand and deepen our prayer.
可以随时多方，在任何时间配合各种创意，甚至还能够顾念到别人，为人代祷，而不是只为自己。
On all occasions with creativity for all people, not just for ourselves.
你看这样的祷告可以变得精彩丰富多了，这就是在圣灵里能够殷勤祷告的意思。
Rich and abundant, this is praying incessantly in Holy Spirit.
好，第三方面呢，是要保守在神的爱中。
Keeping in God's love.
好，所以二十一节上半节他怎么说，我们一起来读。
Keep yourselves in God's love.
藏在神的爱中。好，我们能够稳固不失脚，最重要的关键当然还是神的保守。
The key for us to be stable and not stumble is God's keeping.
神若不保守我们，我们没有一个人敢夸口说他永远不会跌倒的。
Otherwise, nobody can boast never stumble.
我们可以从圣经当中找到很多的人物，凡夸口的都要跌倒。
So when they boast, they stumble.
我们每一个人都会软弱跌倒，而且犯罪的结局都是非常可怕的。
We all have moments of weakness to stumble, and the consequent sin is horrifying.
所以不要以为我们有多强壮啊，我们已经够稳固了。因为当你大意夸口的时候，那就是你准备要失脚跌倒了。
When we brag about strength and stability, often it's a time to stumble.
我认识一位神很重用的牧师，传道人，他曾经这样说。
One respected pastor once said.
他每次听到有传道人跌倒的消息的时候，他第一个反应呢，就是赶紧回到他的办公室里面跪下来祷告。
Every time he heard the stumbling of any preacher, immediately he would go to his office, kneel down and pray.
因为他说，若不是神的保守，那个跌倒的人可能会是我。
He said, without God's keeping, he could have stumbled too.
同样，我们来想一下，假如是一位。分别为圣、谨言慎行、被神拣选的传道人，他都要如此小心提防自己失脚。那我们一般信徒岂不是更应该以严肃谨慎的态度来面对自己，求神保守，避免跌倒的可能性吗
？A preacher need to be alert, even chosen and sanctified by God. What about fellow Christians?
好，这里讲的说，圣经说你们要。保守自己藏在神的爱中，他为什么不说让自己蒙神保守呢
？The verse keep yourself in God's love, not God's keeping us.
好，请问是我们自己在保守，还是神在保守
？Who is keeping？
几个人理我哈？几个人不回答？神在保守的举手。哦，大部分都神在保，同意哈。所以保守，但是保守是谁的责任？自己的责任。我们刚刚读的是保守自己，在神的爱中。那到底是神的保守让我们不失脚，还是我们可以自己保守自己不失脚呢
？God keep us from stumbling, or we can keep ourselves from stumbling. 啊，
别以为我们能够保守自己啊。不失脚，其实那是不可能的，
we can,
因为我们不是神。
We can keep ourselves. It is possible since we're not God.
但是我们可以做到什么呢？就是保守自己在神的爱中。
Yet we can keep ourselves in God's love.
因为唯有在神的爱中，才能够使我们蒙神保守而不致失脚。
Prevent us from stumbling.
你知道这样的逻辑了吗
？Can you understand the logic?
好，因为。既然神真的是爱我们，他就会保守我们到底。
Since God loves us, He will keep us till the end.
使我们可以不必担心因为个人的努力不够而跌倒而失脚。
No need to worry that our own effort is not enough to keep us from stumbling.
所以我们的责任就是要竭尽所能来努力蒙神所爱。
Our responsibility is to do all we can to receive God's love.
那如何能够得到神的心，让神所爱呢？
好，
这不像男女朋友交往啊，有很多这种爱情骗子、恋爱高手啊。现在很多网络都有那种把妹高招啊，讲一些花言巧语的话，让对方死心塌地爱上你。神不是这样子的。
It's not like romance. Some can cheat and manipulate for others to love wholeheartedly.
啊，神不是让我们耍点小花张就让神爱上我们。
Our God is different. We can't treat God to love us.
你一定要有一个真诚的行动来回应神的爱。
His love requires sincere action to respond.
你可以觉得奇怪，哎，不是圣经告诉我们神爱每一个人吗？世上每一个人吗
？You may say God loves everyone.
甚至他都为世人的罪都 所有的人的罪都被钉死在十字架上了，难道他还不爱我们吗？
To the point to die for our sins on the cross.
其实真正的爱是双方的。倘若只有，例如，倘若只有妻子深爱丈夫，甘愿为他奉献所有，情愿为他牺牲一切，但是，这个丈夫呢，对妻子的回应呢，却不领情，态度冷淡，还在外面惹花年草，不忠于妻子。你想这样的先生，这种不屑的态度与妻子互动，会让妻子高兴吗？
Your true love should be mutual, such as between husband and wife. If only wife loves husband deeply, willing to give it all, sacrificing everything, yet husband doesn't reciprocate, shows indifference, even commit adultery.Unfaithful, disdained, will the wife be happy?
同样的，我们来思想，神虽爱我们，但是更期待我们也能够爱他。
God so loves us, but He wants us to respond in love, also with mutual interaction.
有彼此爱的互动，但如何要表现有我们是爱神的呢？
How to show God?Our love.
这决定在我们是否有遵照神的命令吩咐去行。
It's up to us to follow His commands.
因为圣经这样告诉我们。
Bible clearly states.
真正的爱是要建立在互动的基础上。
So true love established on mutual interaction.
我们来读约翰福音十四章二十一节。
John chapter 14 verses 21.
预备，请。
Whoever has my commands and keep them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them.
我们要表现我们真正的爱主，是要表现在我们是否遵行他的命令。
So it is up to us to follow his commands.
在另外一处十五章第十节也同样这样说。
John 15 chapter verses 10.
好，我们一起来恭读，预备，请。
If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commands and remain in His love.
所以很明显的，遵行主的命令是我们人蒙神所爱的条件。
Keeping God's commands is the condition for God to love us.
也就是经常活出神对人的期待，并且完成神所托付的一切事情。
It is to live out God's expectation, fulfill His commands.
于是，在整个努力遵守主命、完成满足神心意的过程当中，这就是保守自己在神的爱中了。
Obeying, satisfying God's will, this is keeping yourself in God's love.
而且也因着我们实际与神的互动过程当中，我们都成长了。
We also grow in the process of mutual interaction.
其结果就是让我们的信仰更加的稳固。而不致失脚跌倒。
Our faith will be more solid and not stumble.
最后一个是仰望主的怜悯。
Lastly, waiting for the mercy of God.
让我们一起来读二十一节下半节。
As you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life.
直到永生。好，我们必须承认，如果不是主的怜悯，我们当中没有一个人可以夸口靠自己得救。
Without God's mercy, nobody can boast being saved.
但我们也知道，神他要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，这是神的主权，我们别无选择。
God will have mercy on whom He has mercy. God is sovereign. We have no say.
不过我们要注意，每一个人都有责任的。
However, we should remember we all have our own responsibility.
我们的得救虽然是神的怜悯的主权，但是我们也有责任的。我们的责任呢，就是去珍惜、渴慕这份得来不易的恩典。
To thirst and cherish the mercy.
倘若连我们自己灵魂得救的大事我们都不在乎了，那神凭什么替我们在乎呢？
If we don't care about salvation of our soul, then why should God care?
倘若我们要珍惜这份得来不易的恩典，我们回应的行动就应该有更多的感恩才对。
If we cherish this grace, then we should respond in action with more thanksgiving.
就会感怀主的怜悯。
So you will appreciate His grace.
请注意这里讲，圣经没有说感谢我们主耶稣基督的怜悯直到永生，而是说仰望我们。主耶稣的怜悯直到永生，怎么会这样呢？
Bible did not say give thanks, but wait. for the mercy of our Lord to bring eternal life.
啊，这个仰望的这个原文的意思是啊，可以解释成接受、领受、欢迎、期待。
Wait can also be translated as accept, receive, welcome, expect.
事实上，当你珍惜、渴慕这份得来不易的恩典，那你就会以积极的态度去期望、去欢迎、去等候、去领受主的怜悯，直到永生。
In fact, when you thirst and cherish this hard to come back grace, you will be actively to expect, welcome, wait, receive mercy of God for eternal life.
好，另外一个问题来了。他的意思是不是说，我们从现在开始就不断领受主耶稣基督的怜悯，一直到永永远远
？Does it mean we will continue to receive mercy of our Lord Jesus for eternal life from now on？
因为直到永生嘛。那如果是这样的话，那我们到永恒之后还要继续求主怜悯吗
？If so, do we still need mercy of God when we reach eternity？
已经到天堂了，还要再求主再继续怜悯吗？其实不是这个意思的。
It's not what it meant.
原来直到永生的原文是进入永生啊，进入永生的意思。
So it means bring yourself into eternity.
英文翻译会比较清楚哈。也就是说，我们仰望主、期待主的怜悯，最终的目的是为了要进入永生。
It's a purpose for us to wait for or expect mercy of God is into eternal life.
这就是好比我们想象一个乞丐。就是我啦哈，来祈求大家的怜悯啊，施舍一些东西给我哈。那我祈求大家的怜悯，请问为的是什么
？As a beggar panhandles from passersby，
单单只是你来可怜我吗？啊，怜悯我，还是为了得到金钱或是得到食物的施舍，不是吗
？Is it just for pity？But for handout of money or food.
然后我就求你怜悯我，你就一直很可怜我，很可怜我，然后一直到这个一直可怜，一直可怜，然后没有行动。有一个目的嘛？那个目的是什么？就是有一个实际的行动，就是能够得到啊，因为你怜悯所得到的、所付出的食物也好，金钱也好。同样的，我们祈求神的怜悯，也是因为要得到进入永生。
We wait for the mercy of Lord to bring us to eternal life, don't we?
Yeah. 那然而我们必须要明白一件事情，就是我们得以进入永生的关键，绝对不是因为我们做了什么好事，积了什么功德，而是单单因为神的怜悯。
We should understand the key to eternity is not by work, but mercy of God only.
但是你必须要领受，要接受、领受、欢迎、期望主耶稣基督的怜悯。
But we need to wait for the mercy.
正如保罗分享他得救的经验，他这样说。
As Paul shared,
提摩太前书一章十六节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 16.
我们一起来读一遍，请。
But for that very reason, I will show mercy, so that in me the words of sinners.Jesus Christ might display his immense patience as an example for those who will believe in him and receive eternal life.
也就是说你要去领受主的怜悯，因为只是所以愿意把得救的恩典给你，使你进入永生而不是永行，这个怜悯是有目的的。
Such as waiting until for the mercy of the Lord or the grace of God for you to eternity.Instead of condemnation,
这个目的就是为了让你得着你，如同得着保罗，使你在仰望主的怜悯之后，也能够以耶稣基督为榜样，拥有主的怜悯心肠，去完成主对你的托付。
So it's also indication for us to finish God's mission for us.
那至于什么才是主耶稣基督的怜悯呢？
As for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ,
你还记得马太福音九章三十六节记载的一幕
？So Matthew chapter 9 verses 39.
耶稣当年走遍各城各乡，在那边医病传道，然后出现了一个很特别的场景。
When Jesus traveled to different towns, healing and teaching.
我们一起来读九章三十六节。
Let's read the verses together. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion of them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without shepherd.
这个怜悯这个字，这个动词原文是肠子被移动。
The word compassion means movement of bowel.
这在当时的人认为肠子这个地方是放着爱与同情的地方。
People in that period consider love and compassion all locate in the bowel.
所以你这个肠子被搅动的时候，这代表是什么？是你实在是没有办法，你在里面在搅动，你不得不有一个行动出来。
So movement of bowel bring action.
这是耶稣当年走遍各城各乡，他的一个反应，在里面在那搅动。那我们想象，我们今天如果走遍各城各乡啊，到各地旅游，我们就拿起手机相机，敲敲敲敲敲敲，然后发给朋友圈，然后呢，吃了什么东西啊，看了什么美景，这是我们的心态。可是耶稣基督不一样。
When Jesus traveled to towns, he was not sightseeing, wine and dine, sharing on social media. He had compassion.
耶稣是胃肠在那搅动，坐立难安，巴不得每个人都能够得救。
To save everyone.
这就是主对你的怜悯。
This is the mercy of the Lord.
而你面对世上那些同样困苦流离世上的灵魂，你有这样怜悯的心吗？
Are you burdened with lost souls in the world and show compassion?
最后，我们都知道，能够稳固不失脚，原来不单是神的责任来保守我们，那更是我们自己的责任来警惕自己。
Be stable, not stumble, is not only up to God's keeping, but also our own responsibility.
为的不是证明我们自己比别人优秀，所以我们不会失脚跌倒。
It is not because we're superior.
而是完成神在我们身上的使命任务，所以我们必须站立得稳。
We need to stand firm to finish God's mission for us.
因为今天我们之所以能够被聚集在这里，都是神的怜悯与恩典。
It's God's grace and mercy to bring us here.
使我们可以在这里成为教会，来祝福整个社区。
To be a church and blessing to the community.
那倘若连我们自己都站立不稳了，你想一想，我们能怎么能够去祝福别人呢？
If we stumble, how can we bless others?
因此，我们要立定一个心志，来完成神给你给我的使命。
We should determine to fulfill God's mission.
前几天我到跟一群跟几位弟兄姐妹到老人院去看陈妈妈，认识了一位90岁的杨妈妈。
Several days ago, I visited Chen Mama in senior apartment. I met her friend, Mrs. Yang.
那杨妈妈呢？90岁，她分享一个见证。她说，她最近带领一个过去很虔诚的佛教徒信主，而且受浸了。
She's 90 years old and shared that she recently led a devout Buddhist to accept the Lord and got baptized.
所以她非常的开心呐、啊。她住在那个老人院，已经带领了多少3位老人信主了。
She was so happy she has led 3 friends to the Lord.
她每天都非常喜乐地去传福音。
She joyfully shared gospel.
她还这样说，她说她要在回天家以前，要再多带领一些人归主。
In the hope to bring more to the Lord before he goes to heaven.
她没有因为这样满足了，她还要继续多带一些人，她就值得了。
So it's worthwhile to do more.
这实在很激励我。
Encouraged me greatly.
刚才如果你早一点来，你看到我们教会借给前瞻教会1个多月。
So if you come early, you saw for church shared our facility.
然后我们看这一个多月，不到2个月来，他们的人数一直增长，一直增长。
So the number increases.
前不久我参加他们的同工会，他邀请我去参加。
I recently was invited to their council meeting.
那他们开会主要就是在分配我们怎么样邀请新人来参加聚会。
The purpose of the meeting is invitation of newcomers.
他要求教会的每一位同工每周都要打几十通电话、短信，邀请朋友来参加聚会，全教会都动员起来了。
So I ask every council member to call, text friends to join worship, the whole church alike.
所以他们的增长很快啊。
So they have fast growth.
我想，如果我们每一个人都这样，你每一个礼拜都邀请10位来，就算其中只来了1位或2位，我们教会一定增长了，不是吗？
How about us? If you invite 10, only 1 or 2 showed up, then we should grow.
这是我们的责任啊，我们可以做的。
So this is our responsibility and things we can do.
而不是我们就仰赖教会的主要的同工，甚至传道人啊。然后呢，我们就是来听他讲道，讲得好我们就拍手啊，讲不好我们转头就走。
So it's not about pastor applaud his effort.
这样教会是不会复兴的。
So the church will not be revived.
教会要成长，要复兴，是每一个人都有责任的。
Everyone all has responsibility in church revival.
我相信，只要大家愿意下定决心，做个稳固不吃脚的人，教会一定能够发展迅速。
I believe as long as we determine to be stable and not stumble, this church can grow.
而稳固不失脚是需要操练的。
We need training in truth and discipline.
从今天我们所领受的这四方面，在真道上造就，就能够使我们更深切的信靠上帝的带领。
Then we can profoundly rely on the guidance of God through praying.
接着在圣灵里祷告，这就帮助我们可以更深入的明白上帝的心意。
Further realize the will of God.
接着在保守在爱中，我们就会更深层的经历上帝的同在。
With keeping God's love and experience His presence.
借着仰望主的怜悯，我们便能够更深刻的珍惜上帝的恩典。
By waiting for mercy of the Lord, we are able to cherish grace of God.
当我们如此操练这四样，我相信我们信仰生命必定能够稳固。
With these four disciplines, our faith can stand firm.
我们人生道路也必定稳妥不失脚。
So we will not stumble.
以至于我们人生未来无论遇到如何再大的风浪，我们都会有真实的平安。
Despite storms in life, we can have real peace.
使我们的心灵得着安宁。
Be well with our souls.
你愿意在这四样好好的操练吗？
Are you willing to go through such disciplines?
你愿意吗？愿意。让我们一起来回应这首歌，我心灵得安宁。
Let's arise, respond in the hymn, It is well with my soul.